This is Javier Marín. I'm Chief Investor Relations and Corporate Finance of MassMobil. It's a great pleasure for us to welcome you to the first quarter 2017 earnings conference, our first conference now trading on the main market. Today, leading the presentation will be our CEO, Meinrad Spenger, which will be assisted also by José María del Corro, our Chief Financial Officer, and myself. So without further delay, I leave the floor to Main.
Thank you, Javier. Good morning, everybody. Well, this is a great day for the company, as you can imagine. 11 years after starting the enterprise, 5 years after starting to list on the junior market, on the MAP, we are starting today our the listing on the main market, on the Spanish main market. We are very grateful for all these years, for the collaboration with the MAP that supported us in our growth journey, and also very grateful for the productive interaction with the Spanish regulator, with the CNMV, during the last weeks and months. We are happy to be pioneers, to be the first company to do the jump, to migrate from the junior to the main market. Now, today I would like to give a quick overview on our results from Q1 with a bit delay because we have included the Q1 results in our prospectus that was approved yesterday afternoon, and so for time matters we only can publish and discuss it today. Well, let's jump into the topic. MassMobil is one of the fastest growing European telecoms. We had experienced a service revenue growth of 17% and an EBITDA growth and recurrent EBITDA growth of 128% pro forma. So a very positive growth momentum. We are also growing in the new product line, convergency. Broadband lines have been added, and the number is 77,000 broadband lines in Q1, almost the same number as in the whole year 2016 together. Also, we are growing in postpaid lines. We added more than 86,000 postpaid lines, and with together with broadband, therefore, we added 163,000 lines in the first quarter. Also, we are proud to improve the healthiness of our balance sheets. Leverage went down. We come in detail to that. And we are also happy to confirm with confidence our guidance given for 2017 in all its elements. If we go a bit into detail regarding the service revenues, we have a positive evolution of 17%, so we grow from 196 to 228 million euros in the first quarter. Total revenues grew 8%, as mentioned. The difference is basically equipment and wholesale revenues, which, as you can imagine, is a very low margin business and not directly related to the service provision. If we take also just the gross profit contribution of these two revenue elements, equipment and wholesale revenues, and calculate the net revenues, we experienced also a growth of 15%. If we go to the recurrent EBITDA, we have a growth of 128%, so it more than doubled. And we have also we doubled also the recurrent EBITDA margin from 7 to 15%. If we look in the details of the line evolution, we ended the Q1 with around 4.7 million lines and have a total growth, excluding prepaid, just both postpaid and broadband, of 163,000 lines, 77,000 lines in broadband, and in postpaid 86,000 lines. What means that we are the leading operator in acquisition of both postpaid as well as broadband lines in Spain. If we look at the evolution, the historic evolution, because we are still a young operator in broadband. If you look at the historic evolution, we see that we experience an accelerating growth momentum. Each quarter we are adding net more lines than the quarter before. So for instance, in the fourth quarter last year we added 47,000 lines, and in the first quarter this year, the mentioned 77,000 lines. If we look at our infrastructure, it's, as we mentioned in calls before, it's a very important for us to increase our fiber infrastructure. We are working very hard on that, and the evolution is quite promising. We multiplied more or less by 7 our fiber footprint in quarter one, due to own deployment, but also to our agreement regarding wholesale access to the network of third-party operators. So by the end of first quarter, we had more than 7 million homes connected with fiber, almost half of our ADSL footprint, which is more than 18 million homes. And by the way, we will continue and we expect to end this year with around 10 million homes covered with fiber, of which 2 million homes would be on a own fiber network. If we look into our P&L, our P&L reflects our positive operational momentum. We are growing company, we are growing in revenues, as mentioned, 8%, service revenue 17%, and recurring EBITDA 128%. That results in a reported net income from of minus 42 million euros. Here we have to consider that this is affected basically by non-cash items. On one hand, depreciation and amortizations. That includes, for instance, the depreciation of PPAs, deriving of the business combination, so not relevant in the business operations. And then also an accounting topic, a very specific accounting topic, one-off, and that we solved for the future with the agreement that we signed yesterday with ACS. On the note, on the convertible note, we can discuss this in the Q&A afterwards in detail. However, we said that this is not a cash effective position. And in addition, we have one-offs, as mentioned and reported, published before, one-offs derived of our integration process with Yoigo and Pepephone. So, at the end, I'm happy to confirm our guidance given for 2017. We are confident that we will reach a growth of 500,000 clients, both together broadband as well as postpaid lines, that we will grow more than 10% in service revenues, and that we will grow our recurrent EBITDA to an amount of over 200 million euros in this year. So that's a quick overview, and we are very happy to respond to your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Meini. So operator, please, we will open the Q&A. Let me just remind you, if you are so kind, to refrain to a couple questions per person so we have time to accommodate everybody. Operator, please.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The first question comes from Julio Arciniegas from RBC. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, good morning. Congratulations. It's a big day. So, regarding Telefónica, I would like to know, I know it's quite early, but would you expect any impact from the new tariffs that Telefónica launched last week, which they are aimed to reduce their churn at the low end of the market? And my second question will be, okay, you have 77 broadband net adds in Q1. I think that's a very good rate. But how much of that growth comes from Yoigo brand versus the other brands? Thank you.
Thank you, Julio. You know very well that this is a great day because you have some experience in IPOs in the Spanish market, I guess. Well, regarding your question, the Telefónica, it's too early to evaluate this. We are used to having a lot of promotions and different offers that change very quickly in the Spanish market. It's a very dynamic market. We are prepared because we are agile player, flexible player to react. We are, have not experienced right now any interruption of our growth momentum, so we are positive and we will be able, with our assets, with our team, with our infrastructure and our cost position, to react quickly to the demands of the market. But as I said, right now we are happy, we have a continuous positive operational momentum. Regarding the net adds, the 163,000 in total, well, basically, if you look into broadband, basically the contribution of the Yoigo brand is very reduced still in the first quarter, because we basically launched broadband in March. So this is deriving mainly of the MásMóvil brand. In terms of postpaid lines, we have more or less a 50-50 contribution of each brand. Pepephone was still not a growing, didn't have a growth momentum in the first quarter, which changed as recently published by the regulator, the CNMC, as well in Q2.
But it's, Julio, this is Javier. It's also very interesting to see how the strength of the Yoigo brand is clearly showing in their performance. No? Yoigo has quickly got pace with MásMóvil, even though MásMóvil has been in the market for a longer time. So we are extremely confident on the future performance of our Yoigo broadband. Yoigo under the broadband market.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. The next question comes from Mathieu Robillard from Barclays. The floor is yours, sir.
Yes, good morning, and congratulations also on the results and the listing. I had two questions, please. First, in terms of churn, if I understand correctly, I mean, one of the ways for you to grow your customer base is to see a reduction of the churn at Yoigo, as you now have a quad-play product. I know it's very early days, but is that something that you already see on the Yoigo brand, a slight reduction of the churn, or is your good performance at the moment in terms of net adds essentially driven by higher market share of gross ads? And then second, with regards to the service revenues, obviously you're way above your full year guidance in Q1. It's the beginning, but I mean, are there any elements apart from tougher comps that we should look forward in terms of driving down this growth rate for the next three quarters? Thank you.
Matthew, sorry, we couldn't hear the very last sentence of your second question.
Sure. Any elements regarding what?
So any elements that should lead to a deceleration of MSRs for the next three quarters? Obviously, you're way above guidance at the moment. Comps are probably going to be a bit tougher, but is there anything that you can point us that would lead to a lower growth rate of mobile service revenues in the next three quarters, or you think you have it's going to see an accelerating trajectory, I guess?
Yes, thank you, Matthew. For the first question, yes, the evolution of the churn is positive in general in our brands, and that is especially important since in a lot of brands we don't have a long permacy contracts, etc. We see that also in retention, especially in Yoigo, we are improving, because a lot of people, even though we are in the market since a few months, still don't know that we have a convergent offering, and so they are quite keen to accept it. Since in general, clients didn't leave us because they were unhappy, We have the highest satisfaction rates in the Spanish market by difference, but because of the lack of a convergent offering, around 50% or close to 50% left us before last year because of the lack of broadband offering. So yes, we are more successful in retention, and in general the churn tendency is positive for us. In terms of how do we look at the future? I mean, we are very grateful and happy with the start of this year. We see also that throughout Q2 the performance is satisfactory. Right now, we confirmed the guidance, we think it's realistic, but we are not now in a position to alter and give you a different guidance. We stick to that one, and we think it's very realistic that we reach it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have Ricard Ovada from Morgan Stanley with the next question. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Congratulations on the results and the listing this morning. I have two questions, if I may. So on the first one, so far you have been the number one recruiter in Spain year to date, both in fixed and in mobile. Can you please share with us what are your midterm targets regarding market share in these two areas? And then secondly, your guidance is for EBITDA or recurring EBITDA to be above 200 million this year, out of which 60 million comes from network savings. How do you expect the phasing of these synergies or the recurring EBITDA to happen throughout the next 9 months at this year? Thank you.
Yes, thank you. We are entrepreneurial company. We have been growing over 11 years, and without a lot of crystal ball planning and tough KPIs that we have to reach. And unfortunately enough, our current shareholders, even the private equity firms, share this vision. No, so we have no fixed market share target. For us, it's more important to create value. So we don't prioritize to gain market share at any price. We want to be profitable company, a sustainable company, create value for our clients, shareholders, but also for the market. We are convinced that we can contribute to the positive evolution of the telco market. So we don't communicate any key targets. Obviously, it's quite clear that our broadband share will increase and we get closer to our more or less market share in mobile. But we don't fix any exact point at this time. In terms of the 200 million and the evolution of synergies and cost reductions, whatever. What we have to say that in first quarter, most of our mobile traffic was still in the Telefónica network. So we will see over this year an increase in NRA savings, especially next year. Then the practically the full impact already in NRA costs. But this year accumulated, we will see around the 60 million or a bit more than the 60 million that we communicated before. In terms of integration, as in McKinsey words that support us here in this process, they've never experienced a quicker and more practical integration process. However, a lot of synergies will be derived over the months, and we are very happy with the evolution.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ivan Leo from BBVA. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Maybe my two questions. The first one, I don't know if I get the maths correctly on the mobile side of it. I think looking at your numbers, you have 180 mobile net adds in the quarter, and Yamaya is contributing 170. Am I right on that?
Sorry, the second point was the 180 net adds we understood, and the second part was?
I'm trying to get a figure of pro forma mobile net adds in the first quarter. So I was getting total is 180. I take out Yamaya's net add, it's like, you know, 10,000 net adds in mobile in the first quarter.
No. If we go on page 4 of our presentation,
yeah,
you see the total net debt, they go up from 4.4 to close to 4.7 million, no, in total. However, around 100,000 lines are derived of the prepaid business, and the rest is postpaid and broadband. So net adds in postpaid are 86,000 lines, and in broadband 77,000 lines.
Okay, 86,000. Okay, that's
yes.
Right. On the broadband front, could you give us an idea of the 80,000 net adds you're getting? How much are ADCL and how much is fiber? And eventually, what part of those fiber net adds is on your footprint? And what is outside of your footprint? I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out if you guys really have the ability to try to get net adds in fiber in your footprint in the future, and how you do that.
Well, I mean, you see the numbers, the big numbers are 7 million fiber homes and around 18 million ADSL homes. Our share in fiber is over proportional, so we get more than 7 over 18. I think it's around 35%, no? Okay. 7 over 18, 39%. Yeah, we are slightly over proportionally capturing fiber on the one hand. And in addition, we are over proportionally capturing fiber clients in our own network. And so it's more than 1 over 7 in fiber. Why? Because we are basically deploying fiber in small and medium cities without MTN or fiber competition. And there we're achieving very satisfactory growth rates and penetration rates. So what we see is basically that ADSL, there is still an ADSL market. Yeah, we have a, let's say, lower priced ADSL product, and there's still a market there. We are capturing ADSL, but over proportionally we are capturing fiber, and this will increase since also our footprint will increase significantly, almost 50% during this year.
So a couple of points to add to main is on the first question. Obviously, you are aware that we completed the acquisition of Yamaya, and that has an impact on the prepaid, as Yamaya was only present in the prepaid market. Hmm?
Okay.
And regarding the issue on the ADSL versus broadband, you should be aware, and this is just reiterating Maine's comment, that at the very start of the MassMobile broadband experience last year, our footprint was significantly bigger in ADSL than in fiber. So it's obvious to assume, so it's very logical to assume that the initial clients were mostly on ADSL. What is very significant is to see how this footprint has changed in the recent quarters, and how disproportionate the amount of FTTH clients are coming into the portfolio. That obviously has implications on the mix, and this is something that you should expect to continue over the next quarters.
Okay, thank you very much, guys, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. We kindly remind you, ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Hernando Cordero from Banco Santander. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hello, and thanks for taking my two questions. The first one is a follow-up on the net adds on fixed broadband in the first quarter, and not only on the breakdown from the different brands. I would like to know what is the breakdown of your net adds in fixed broadband from cross-selling to your different brands, particularly MassMobile in the first quarter, and completely new clients. that is new clients both in fixed mobile and in mobile with your convergent offer. So to understand what is your potential upside in keep cross-selling fixed broadband to your mobile customer base. And the second one, just to confirm, you've said that you are targeting 10 million homes fiber footprint by 2018. Just to understand that, and I understand that this 10 million would be 2 million with your own assets and 10 million, and 8 million through wholesale agreements with third parties.
Thank you, Fernando. I start with the second question. It's not 10 million in 2018, but 10 million in 2017. So we are quick. We are also deploying quickly. And it's true, yes, 2 million own fiber and around 8 million homes through our wholesale agreements. That's not just Orange, but also eventually other third-party agreements. In addition, we can see that from January onwards, next year, we will also have access to the fiber of Telefonica at regulated prices, because right now we have the regulation process. Price will be defined over the next 2 months. Preliminary pricing is at around 17.5 euros a month. But in conclusion is we will evolve very positively in our fiber footprint, not only over the next month in deployment, but also starting from next year with Telefonica regulated fiber. In terms of net adds, as mentioned in brands, the Yoigo contribution was not very significant yet in the first quarter because we launched it basically in March. In terms of cross-selling new clients, I mean it's different per brand. No, MásMóvil has obviously a high share of new clients. Yoigo, we have a big customer base, and this has also a relevant share in cross-selling. But what we see is in the market, the clients seem to demand for a fourth operator to have alternative and to switch. And we are capturing from all the major operators, as well as also from smaller regional players. Shares, we have positive balance with all of them.
Yeah, this is quite clear, Mini, and thanks for the visibility. But my point is, at which extent your net adds in the first quarter are mainly coming from cross-selling or mainly coming from pure new clients?
Yes, I understand the question. I tried to avoid to give you a direct answer.
All right, no, yeah, okay, sorry.
But Fernando, no, to be very clear on that, I mean, since the MásMóvil client base in mobile is not that relevant, the majority it comes from new clients. And Yoigo was not relevant contributor in the first queue, so there's a clear majority on new crossheads.
Many thanks, Mini.
Thank you very much. The next question comes from Nuno Matias from Haitong Bank. The floor is yours, sir.
Hi, good morning all. Just if you could give us some indication of the level of CapEx in Q1 and also on the cash flow performance, it would be helpful. And secondly, I know it's early stages, but on your convergent bundle, on your convergent customer base, are you feeling any demand for the TV product? And if so, any updates on your strategy for TV at this stage? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, in the first quarter, we have, as mentioned, this 45 million recurrent EBITDA, and we have cash flow, operational cash flow pre-CAPEX of around 31 million, and the CAPEX of 27 million, which results in a positive recurrent cash flow from operations. On an annual level, we estimate between 30 and 40 million of maintenance CAPEX. And we plan to significantly invest this year, exceeding the 100 million that we invested last year, because especially in fiber we will deploy, but also selective mobile deployment. But we don't have a real need to deploy in mobile because we have very good NRA agreements. As you know, we can use three networks, their own. We cover around 85% of the population, Orange network, but also Telefonica's network. So we have the best coverage clearly in the Spanish market, as well, and we have been also, that we are very proud of, been voted just recently by the Internet Association, in Spanish Internet Association, as the mobile operator with best quality in mobile broadband. Regarding content, well, we are quite happy with our performance without a very broad content offering. I mean, we are collaborating right now on Walkie in the Spanish market to have series and movies that we're offering at special prices to our clients. We will deliver a content platform in the future, but the degree and the exact definition, we are considering the evolution of the market. We believe there is a segment for clients that can select at their choice the content offering they are willing to consume and pay for, which is significantly different to the situation of pricing right now in the Spanish market, because you know, with the price increases or market repair measures in the last few years, it's quite common that the content offering is included in all the products, so that the client doesn't have a real choice to avoid it. So flexibility for the client is one of our main principles.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. We have Pedro Oliveira from BPI with the next question. Please, sir, go ahead.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Congratulations on the listing. I was just wondering a clarification regarding your 10 million targets for 2017. Does that include regulated assets from Telefónica or not? Because it was not clear for me. And my second question is regarding the mix on your distribution channel. So I was wondering if you could give us a sense in terms of your net adds in the quarter, how it was the mix in your sales channel. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, no, it doesn't include any regulated assets, fiber assets. We expect them to come in Q1 next year, 2018. Regarding the sales channels, I mean, it's very different from brand to brand. My Pepephone is basically a mobile-only brand. Online-only brand. So this is all, we are using just the online channel, basically, with a small exception in travel agency historical reasons. Then we have the MásMóvil brand, which is quite strong in alternative channels in small and medium cities, rural areas, which we use non-exclusive channels, so IT shops, electrodomestic shops, handy repair shops, etc. And in MásMóvil, the physical channel is stronger as the online channel in mobile. However, in broadband, there is a majority of this of the net sales or cross sales are coming from online, click to call, call center channel. And in Yoigo, it's a bit the same. However, we have a very strong exclusive channel. We have over 850 shops in the Spanish market, and we are proud of the evolution in broadband, because our partners say with other operators we needed 3 to 4 years to train the people in selling broadband, and with MásMóvil it was 3 to 4 months. So we are quite happy on the performance. However, the natural channel for broadband is call center. And the share of call center sales overall and online sales is increasing. It's just that you get a flair of a feeling for our positioning. MásMóvil aspires to be the digital benchmark in the Spanish market, meaning that we have to be more agile, more flexible, more reliable and more user-friendly than any other player in the market. We right now, the feedback of our clients is very positive because we are leading all the customer satisfaction surveys. In addition, just to give a number, for instance, in the Yoigo brand, we have 84% of our client interactions are digital, and digital meaning app-based, online-based, or IVR-based.
So if I understood correctly, most of your net adds in broadband in the first quarter were through your MásMóvil brand, right?
Yes.
And if that is the case, then you were saying that most of your net additions in MásMóvil comes from online, so I can assume that from your net additions in the first quarter, the main distribution channel was online, right?
Yes. Online meaning web-based, call center-based, and click-to-call originated sales.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we have one more question from Ivan Leo from BBVI. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, hello. Thanks again. Just two very brief ones. The first one, do you think there are more opportunities on the MVNO side, acquiring, you know, some more MVNOs now? And maybe the second one, I read your relevant fact tonight saying that basically ACS is giving up on its possibility of converting shares at 25 euros, and now they just have the possibility of converting at 40 euros. What is the rationale behind that? Because I don't get it.
Okay. The first point, MVNOs. I mean, our clear focus is organic growth, and we have integrated two important companies last year, and we are putting the house in order to make sure that we are solid, sustainable business. And that we have an integrated culture, business operations, IT, etc. So this is our clear focus to ensure organic growth. Now, if there's a clear opportunity in the market, we will study this, we'll analyze. There are still quite a few MVNOs. Basically, the main MVNOs are ethnic brands, so for international calls and very much minute or voice based, and the evolution is towards a data offering where obviously the network operators have better opportunities to compete. It's not our focus right now, but if there are an opportunity arises, we are willing to study it. In terms of your second question regarding the ACS node, to give a quick answer, it's always the same number of shares, so it's 4.8 million shares. The difference is only that before the fixed part was 120 million, now the total part that we derived from are 200 million, and implicitly the conversion price increased because the number of shares is the same. First point. Second point, maybe it's worth to discuss this topic a bit more in depth, no? Because it seems to be a strange effect, this 34 million, because we had to account as financial expenses. What is really the issue, or was the issue? Because it's practically solved, subject to approval by the CNMV. Basically, we have two types of convertibles. One is, to simplify a lot, the ACS convertible. The other one is the Providence convertible. Providence convertible is more standard convertible, and the ACS one was a hybrid one it's what more complex structured. No? We had earnouts, we had different conversion prices, more complex mechanism. So this hybrid instrument, we had to evaluate the derivatives based on the evolution of the stock price. Since the stock price evolved very well, so very positive for the company, the impact in P&L was growingly negative in the net result. So this does make a lot of sense, basically. So what we agreed with ACS is to change the structure, to standardize the structure of the instrument, so that we will have in the future not this counterintuitive effect in our balance sheet, and to avoid accounting impact when there is no cash impact, basically. That's the logic. We think that in general the agreement is accretive for our shareholders. We assure a reduction of the variable interest rate related to the performance of the company. We restructure the bank guarantee that is just can only be used in the case of default or there is any problem caused by the company. And we fix, on the other hand, the 80 million earnout already now. The impact in net debt is very reduced. It's around 6 million if we look at the net present value. So overall, we are happy with the agreement. We reduce complexity. We transform it into a standard instrument, and subject to revision by the CNMV, we are quite positive that this will evolve this somehow strange volatility in our accounts, and that we can revert this impact from Q3 onwards.
Okay, thank you very much. That was helpful.
Thank you very much. We have no further questions in the conference call, so I now give back the floor to the speaker for final remarks. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Just one final thing, because Manny mentioned at the beginning of the presentation about a figure about the leverage and how proud we are about this decreasing leverage, which is coming down to 2.2 times as of the end of the first quarter. I just wanted to remark the fact that obviously main driver on this decrease of the leverage is coming from the significant increase on the EBITDA. As many mentioned, 45.3 million in the first quarter, which on an annualized basis it's pointing to more than 180 million. Now, obviously, that takes the leverage down. But it's important to mention also, you probably remember on our full year earnings release that we disclosed our own calculated net debt figure of 336. That figure has increased a little bit in the first quarter. Mainly on the acquisition of Yamaha and the repurchase of the instrument that Manny was mentioning right now to FCC. So that were mainly the issues moving the net debt slightly up. You can see that the cash flow from operations were basically break-even, and we do feel proud of also this achievement in the first quarter. So I think that without further remarks, we have to run, believe it or not. We need to go to the stock market to ring the bell. So 12 o'clock, the beginning of trading in the stock market. Maybe Manny, I don't know if you want to say a final word. I thank you for your time and pleasure being with you at this very special day for us. We will have a souvenir for the guys that come to the stock exchange, which reflects our spirit, zero bullshit. And we will continue that way, be very operational, work hard to make a continued success here with Atmos Mobile. Thank you very much.
We expect to see you, everybody, on the second quarter earnings release. We will, from now on, have quarterly conference calls. Thank you very much.